So tonight, we will not yet deal with specific halachas of Chanukah. There are so many shaylos on Chanukah. So tonight we will deal with one of the most famous kashas people ever brought up. So the Beis Yosef asks, why do we have Shmoina Yemei Chanukah when the Nes obviously was 7 days? Because the Gemara tells the story of Chanukah and Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, Chof Hei Ben Nisan, Kishigavro Yodom Shel Achashmenoim, and they entered the Beis Hamikdash, V'loi Hoyo Shemen Lahadlik, because the Greeks, the Yavonim Timu Kol Hashmanim, V'motzu Pach Echot Shemen, Chosem B'chosem Shel Kohen Godol, V'loi Hoyo Bo Lahadlik Eli Yoyim Echot, So obviously there was enough oil for one day. So the next was 7 days. So why do we rejoice and why do we have Shmoina Yemei Chanukah? When I was a little boy, I remember I used to spend many hours next to the Sforim Shafer in my father's home. And I used to look at those hundreds of Sforim and I was so fascinated. Maybe I was inspired. And one of the Sforim that made a tremendous impression on me was a little Sefer. I remember the smell of the Sefer. A little blue Sefer named Ner Lameo. 100 Tirutzim on the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. And as a young boy, I was fascinated. And I thought, it's awesome and unbelievable. 100 tirutzim on one kasha. So, years ago, I told my Eneklach how I was so inspired as a young boy. A sefer that has 100 tirutzim on a kasha. And they told me there's a new sefer on this kasha with 500 tirutzim. So, Achshir Dora, you know, we're moving forward. So the first Sefer that came out was a compilation of 36 Terutzim Keneged Lamed Vov Neiris Chanukah. Rabbi Yosef Engel was an amazing Goyim. I'm a tremendous admirer of Rabbi Yosef Engel. And he wrote many Sforim. Two very unique Sforim. Shivim Ponim LaTorah, which are 70 Terutzim on one Kasha. Gevura Shmoinim, 80 Terutzim on another Kasha. So I was told by my Eneklech that there's a Sefer that brought together 500 Terutzim on the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. So at the end of today's Shia, what I will say is, I don't think it's a Kasha at all. But that would be number 501. So first, let's deal with the three Terutzim that we find in the Beis Yosef and in Pesach Sarash. Because the predecessor of the Beis Yosef with this kasha is the Rosh, one of the greatest of our Rishonim, in Tosfos HaRosh, Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. So both the Beis Yosef and the Tosfos HaRosh ask, obviously there was enough oil for one day. So the next was 7 days, why do we have Shmoina Yemei Chanukah? The Beis Yosef suggests three different terutzim. Terutz number one, they split the oil into eight portions. They assumed that it's going to take 8 days till they could produce new oil, kosis lamoil. So they contemplated what to do. They have enough oil for one night, but they're going to have 7 nights until they're going to have new oil. 7 nights and 7 days. So they split the oil into eight identical quantities, identical portions. So every night, there was only 1/8 of the required quantity, the required volume of oil, and nevertheless, it burned the entire day. Kahalocha, so there was an ace each night. The Pri Chodesh rejects this suggestion of the Beis Yosef with the argument, Ein Tzarim Chanal Anes. So how could they be madlik pochos mikashiyah, and they weren't even mekayim a mitzvah, not even one day? Ein esoyim chem al anes. And therefore the Pri Chodesh rejects this teretz. I wrote in Minchas Osho What's the kasha? They put in 1/8 and they just sat and observed what's going to happen. And if they would see that the oil is being consumed and there is less and less oil, they would add on whatever is left. So what would be the problem of Ein Soim Chamaranes? They were there. They looked at the Ner, and they were just observing and hoping, Yoshev and Metzapa, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a miracle. And they observed that the Ner, the oil, is not being consumed. So there was an ace every day, and they didn't violate any halacha. Which brings us to a question. Emenoches peites omed alef mi'erev ad boiker ten lo kemidos o shetiye dolekes mi'erev ad boiker v'yesh l'ayin. What is our understanding of that Gemara? When the Gemara says ten lo midos o mi'erev ad boiker, is that a shiur? And is it the basic requirement that b'shas ad lokes aner you need a shiur of shemen? And if you didn't have the required shear, you're not makayim the mitzvah, and it wouldn't be sufficient to add on new oil. In Hilchas Chanukah, this is a question which is discussed in the Poskim. Tov, Reish, Ayin, Hei, Siv, Beis, we find that there needs to be a shear, Shemen, B'Shas, Adloka. And if you didn't have a shear, Shemen, B'Shas, Adloka, you're not Yoitza. And that depends on the two Terutzim of Toises, in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. But maybe that is a din Dafke Ner Chanukah because Adloka Ois a Mitzvah. Bekiven Shadloka Ois a Mitzvah, if you don't have a Shia B'Shas Adloka, you weren't Yoitza. And that actually depends on two different Perushim and Toises, Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph B'Biyu Divra Gamora. But regarding Ner Shel Menoras Amor and Beis Amigdosh, how do we interpret that Gemara? Me'erev ad boiker ten lak kemidoso. So that is a machloikis between the Mefarshim and Menuchas Daf Beitas. Keren Oira. Well, Rashi writes, Hadlok oisa mitzvah, kemo menoira samor. So Rashi obviously indicates if that is the din in Erchanukah, it should be the same in Menorah Samor, because Rashi's perush is the entire assumption that Ben Erchanukah Adlokoisa Mitzvahs is based on the similarity that Erchanukah, the Tikkun of Erchanukah, was similar to Adlokas Aner in Beis Hamikdash. The Keren Oira, on the spot Menuchas Peites, the Keren Oira was one of the great Talmidim of Rav Chaim Elozner, Mitalmidei Talmidov Shel Hagaon. And the Chazanish Menuchas Simen Lamed or Zion, both maintain. In Menorah Samora, the Mashmuas of the Din, Ten Amidoso, Shetei Dolekes Merevet Boike, is a shear. You need to put enough shemen. And if you add on the shemen, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavosoi. However, Toysis Arosh, Mevur Lehedye, Toysis Arosh in Masechet Shabbos, that if you add on shemen later, Afal Piken, Yotza, Yedei, Chayvosai. However, Toysa Rosh Shabbos and the Beis Yosef, it seems to be very clear midivrayim, Shaloki Dvareinu, that the intention of the Chachomim was specifically and explicitly every night to be Madlik Lizman Mu'at. And they preferred lighting Menorah Senor every night, Pochas Mikashio, than lighting the proper Zman Adloka one night and missing out entirely the other nights. So what is clear from the Beis Yosef and also from Toysis Arosh, when they suggest, Teretz number one, that they split the Shemen into 8 equal portions, that the Hachroa Misavara was, it is preferable, we prefer to light Ma'atzman every night than to light proper Zman, proper Shir once. Which brings us to a question, why is that? What is the halachic basis for that ruling and for that decision? So Zecher Yehoisef, Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Shtern, who was one of the great Gedolim in Litta, he writes, it depends whether by mitzvahs there is a concept of Chotzi Shir. It was Pochas Mikashir, it didn't have the proper Shir, but maybe Chotz Hashir is significant by mitzvahs just as it is significant by Isurim. Halachikah Rabbi Yochanan Chotz Hashir Osam in the Torah. In Yom Tafayin Gimel, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh. Halachikah Rabbi Yochanan Chotz Hashir Osam in the Torah. So many Achroinim deal with the question, does Chotz Hashir have any validity, any significance, any mashmos regarding mitzvahs as well? Or maybe, Ein lecho bo yelech yidushoi. Kol chaylev is a gzeres akosim. The first source, Shuvus Shuvus Yankov and in Chorik Yankov. There's a stira between the Chorik Yankov and Luchas Pesach and Shuvus Shuvus Yankov. Many Achronim deal with this question. And I wrote my opinion in Minchas Oshon Vayikro, Sodeka Divrei Chaim, Shuvus Divrei Chaim, Chelek HaRishon, Or Chaim. Either Simachov Dalad or Simachov Hey, I don't recall, but we could check it in the Minchas Oshon. Divrei Chaim writes, we find nowhere that there is a concept of Chotz Hashir by mitzvahs. Chotz Hashir, Osam in a Torah. That is what we find. Especially, it's not a svora, it's a gzeres akosav kol chaylev. I think we spoke about this question some time ago. So the Zecher Yosef writes, if we assume that Chotz Hashir has significance regarding mitzvahs and not only asurim, then there might be a basis for the ruling of the Chashmenon, as suggested by the Bez Yosef and Toysus Arash. Better to be Mekayim a Chotz Hashir 8 nights than a proper shir, a proper mitzvah 1 night. But I think, even if we do assume that Chotz Hashir has a mashmos by mitzvahs, it definitely is pushed aside by the possibility to Mekayim one proper mitzvah. One proper mitzvah of Yetzias Yedei Chayva overrides and is preferable to many Chatzoi Shir. I think the most powerful raya would be the most absurd raya. Person has one kazayis matzah, b'leil alav shel chag ha-matzahis. If he eats a kazayis toich kadei achilas pas, he was makayim a mitzvah shleima once. If he crumbles that matzah into tiny little pieces, and he eats poches poches mikashir, he could have 50 mitzvahs of chotz hashir. Would anybody in his proper senses say, no? Why eat a kazayis b'vasachas? You're only going to have one mitzvah. Bever, crumble it up, and look at your watch. Don't eat toich kadei achilas pras. Eat shaloi toich kadei achilas pras. And then you're going to have 50 mitzvahs of chotz hashir. Absurd. Chayav odam letzeis yedei chavosai. And the only way to be yoytzi yedei chavosai is by hashir. Kazayis toich kadei achilas pras. That would be the same by Lucas Nar Hanukkah. How would... Why? Well, the Michas Osher makes the same suggestion, but he definitely rejects that suggestion. And his maskana is, why would it make a difference? The Chashman Orm v'machuyev letzeis yedei choyven the mitzvah of menoris amor of adlokas aner. If you split it into 8 days, well, you have 8 chatzoi shir, but you're not yoytzi yedei chayva. Why would it be a difference whether matzah would be 8 days or matzah would be 1 night? I don't think it should make a difference. However, my understanding is different, and I think dos is pshat in Beis Yosef and Tosfos Arash. I think the din of ten lamidos or shetehet or lekas mi'erev et boiker is not a shir at all. It's a zman, not a shir. It's the zman hadlok. How long does the ner have to be doilek? Me'erev ad boiker. You're mekayim a mitzvah shleim every second, every moment. However, The ner should be doilek me'erev ad boiker. The ner should also be doilek b'kolayla v'layla. So what's the difference whether you take the same zman and you split it into 8, or you spend and waste all your shemen on 1 day? The same din that says the ner should be doilek menoris amor me'erev ad boiker also says the ner should be doilek menoris amor every night. It's not a shir. It's not like shir kazayis matzah. It's not even a shir like ad shetichlo regel menashuk b'ner Chanukah. This is not a shir. It is only the requirement. How long should the ner be doilek? The moment you're madlik the ney, you're makayim a mitzvah. You're not yoytzi yedei chayvo, you're makayim a mitzvah. But the requirement is, the ner should be doylek mandarav ad baika. The same requirement is, the ner should be doylek every night. So they preferred to be makayim the basic mitzvah every night, than to be makayim the mitzvah mi'erev ad boiker. Let's say mi'erev ad boiker is 5 hours. Let's say mi'erev ad boiker is 8 hours. Oh, that is the best moshel. So ultimately, they will be madlik menorah samor 8 hours. They could split those 8 hours into 8 nights. They could have those 8 hours in the first day. But 8 hours is never more than 8 hours. And in the basic halacha, it makes no difference whether you had 8 hours split into 8 nights or you had 8 hours in one day. And therefore, their hachloa was better to be mekayim the mitzvah 8 days, 1 hour each day, than to be mekayim the mitzvah 8 hours, 1 day. By basic halachic definition, they're the same. They're the same. And therefore, the hachloa was a profound hachloa. By basic halachic definition, ein adifut, ein kedima, kach, o kach. Because the same halacha that you need to be madlik every night, you need to be madlik mi'erev ad boiker. V'yafol piken hichriu, ba'oimek das kodshom, it is preferable to be mekayim the mitzvah 8 days than be mekayim the mitzvah 8 hours 1 day. But the basic argument is, it has nothing to do with shiurim. It's a zman, not a shiur. The ner should be doylek me'erev ad boiker. It's not a tanai in kiyum ha-mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah every moment that the ner is doylek. So by basic halachic definition, there is no preference whether it's 8 hours the first day or 8 hours 1 hour each day. It is the same. Every moment, betoch zman achiyuv, that the ner is doylek, we have a mitzvah. So the Chashmonaim preferred having the mitzvah split into 8 and having at least some of the mitzvah each and every day than having the ner doylek 8 hours on day number 1. But I think what others did not grasp, it has nothing to do with shiurim. It is the zman haraui lekiyum ha-mitzvah. In a similar way, one might argue, what is the zman of Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos is Mishum Kvoy Shabbos or Inik Shabbos. The Ner Shabbos should be doylek till you finish your Suda. Be a May Kedem, when the Ner Shabbos were extinguished, you were sitting in the dark. But a person is Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, but the Etzem Adloka. And if he has Ner Shabbos 10 minutes, he had the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos 10 minutes. If the Ner is doylek an hour, he has the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos an hour. It's not a shiur. And if the Neres go out in the middle of the Suda, does that mean you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? You were Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos as long as the Ner was doylek. It is the same by Menorah Samora. Every moment that the Ner is doylek, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. But how long does the Ner have to be doylek? Mi'erev ad boiker. If that's 8 hours, no difference whether you have 8 hours in day number 1 or 1 hour each night. Well, hadlaka is a mitzvah. Would that mean each hadlaka is a mitzvah? And if it's 8 hours by one hadlaka, it's less mitzvah? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Hadlaka is a mitzvah is a condition. It's a stipulation. Hadlukah is a mitzvah means, if you lack hadlukah, you don't have the mitzvah. And this brings us to an interesting vikuach between the Gerer Rebbe and Rabbi Chaim Brisco. And this is a beautiful story, but as one could guess, there are two different versions of the story. There's the Gerer version and the Brisco version. And everybody tells the story more complementary to his godel, as we would imagine, as we would assume. So as the story goes, Reb Chaim Brisco had a kasha on a medrash. There's a medrash that says that the 40 years that the Yisrael were in Midbar, the Ne'emarovi, and the Menorah was never extinguished. Burned non-stop the 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in Midbar. And Reb Chaim Brisk asked, so they weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Menorah Samor. How would they Mekayim the mitzvah of Atovah Saneris and Adlokah Saneris? So the Imre Emes responded and said, they were Moisef Shemen each and every day. And when you're Moisef Shemen, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokah. And that is similar to Eishoy Mishum Chitzov. And Tosa says, doesn't matter whether you're Madlikesh or you feed an existing fire. It's the same. Legabe Eishoy Mishum Chitzov. So the Imre Emes said, well, it burned non-stop, but every day to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Adlokas Aner, they were Moisef Shemen. Upon which Reb Chaim argued, no, Hadlokah is a mitzvah means Hadlokah. Moisef Shemen is not sufficient. Reb Loza Moshe Pinsker was one of the great Gedolim in Litter, Oyel Moshe, and he's a goyis in the Sugya of Hanukkah regarding the question if there was an Ner Hanukkah l'mala v'chofama. If we say Hanukkah is a mitzvah, you could merely bring it down. If you say Hadlokah is a mitzvah, Hadlokah b'mkoyim or b'inan, you need to put it out, extinguish it, bring it down, and light it again, because Hadlokah is a mitzvah means you need a mice Hadlokah b'mokah machiv. Reb Loza Moshe says, well, you could bring the Ner down and be Moisef Shemen. Moisef Shemen is like Hadlokah. So Reb Loza Moshe Pinsker is similar to the Imre Emes. I just don't want the machlokes between Hasidim and Litvishim, you understand. So we have one of the Litvishim Gedolim that made the same argument, dealing with a different halacha, but the basically the same approach as the Imre Emes. But the Chaim said, no, if Hadlokah is a mitzvah, you need a ma'isa Hadlokah. Which brings us back to the question. However, as the Briskus tell the story, but the Chaim also said, Al pi divrei Rambam. The Rambam says, Azor kosher b'adlokas ha-menorah. So if they took the menorah out of the base of Migdash and Azor was medlik b'chutz and they broke that in, they're mekayim the mitzvah. Adlokas ha-mitzvah, adlokas b'mkoyim ha-binan. And the Rambam says, you could be medlik the menorah outside and bring it back in. So Reb Chaim said, in menorah zamor, the ikar is the cheftza, the teitzoa. Sheyehei aner doilak. And therefore, if we would need a ma'isa hadlokah, adding shemen would not be sufficient. But Reb Chaim himself argued, you don't need a ma'isa hadlokah. The ikar is that they saw the ner should be doilik. So it needs to be doilik bekashas. But once the hadlokah was kidin, as long as the fire goes on, so that was Reb Chaim's approach and his interpretation in the Medesh, that the Ner burned non-stop. So that is Mahalach number one, that we find both in the Rosh and in the Beis Yosef. They split the Shemen into eight portions. And not because they had an intention if it's going to be burning out and consumed, they're going to add more Shemen. Well, that is the Machlokes that we just discussed, the Menuchas Daf Pei Tes. But their clear intention was, no, we'll have somewhat of Hadlokah every night instead of Hadlokah in its entirety, day number one. And I offered my perush, my interpretation of the understanding. Me'eravat Boiker is not a shiur like Kesayis Matzah. It is this man, Hachiyuv, and therefore, by clear halachic definition, no difference whether you have 8 hours on the first day or you split those 8 hours, 8 days. And therefore, b'chochmosam, they decided, let's have an adlokah, at least having an adlokah and having the net every day, rather than having it in its full zman, day number one, and having no net at all in the other days. Yeah, the halachas kafsa ain't zaka klal, but we will discuss somewhat of the halacha of kafsa in the continuation of today's year. Approach number two, suggested both by the Rosh and by the Beis Yosef. They put the entire quantity they had into the net on the first day. And their intention was, as long as we have shemen, we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. They did not split the shemen. They put the entire ner into the first day. And the miracle was that the ner was miraculously refilled every night or every day. The oil was consumed. And by miracle, the cup was full at the end of the day. So the Pri Chodesh once again goes against Rabbi Yosef, and he says, oh, that's an amazing pshat, that then we have the nes the first day, but we don't have any nes the last day. Because if the nes was that after burning an entire day, there still was a cup full of shemen, then what was the nes the last day? So you merely pushed off the kasha from day number one to day number eight. So, if the miracle, if the nes was that the ner was doilek and the cup was still full, and the ner was still full, so what was the nes the last day? So in a very basic way, I would say, the last day, the sibah that they rejoiced and the sibah they were metaken was because the last day we were madlik shemen shel nes. So the first day, we remember the nes. The last day, we remember the nes, because the last day, we're remadlik shemen, shaloi hoyo b'yadeinu elo b'derech nes. Isn't that ample reason to rejoice? So the nes was performed on the seventh day, but after all, on the eighth day, if not for the nes, they wouldn't have shemen to be madlik, and therefore we have Chanukah 8 days. To me, it would be seem a very logical teretz. What's wrong with shemen shel nes?
It says that kosher shemen on board has to be kosher by human beings, not by
yes. I forgot your name. What's your name? Reb Nechemia says, well, how would we accept this mahalach of the Visoysev? That means this was not Shemen Zayis. It was Shemen Neis. And this is a word that is quoted in the name of many Gedolim. Some bring this argument in the name of Reb Chaim Riska. Some bring it in the name of the Divrei Chaim. And I really think it appears in the Chedushim of the Divrei Chaim on Chanukah, but I'm not sure about that. But it is quoted in the name of the Divrei Chaim. Would that be considered Shemen Zayis? But I do think there are two sources in Shas, Gemaros Meferoshes, which seem to indicate, yes, it would be considered Shemen Zayis. Number one is a Gemara Menoches, a Menoches Samech Tes, and number two is a Gemara Sanhedrin Dafnun Tes. Menoches Samech Tes is a boy in the Gemara. Chitin sheyordu ba'ovim mahem lemenoches. Grain that's falling out of the sky. Chitim sheyordu ba'ovim Mahem lemenoches. Is it kusha lemenoches? And there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How could chitim fall out of the clouds? So some of the Rishonim say there was a ship or a boat full of grain and it evaporated into the clouds. Which, as much as we know today of science, doesn't usually happen. There's an expression, raining cats and dogs. But it doesn't usually rain cats and dogs, and it doesn't usually rain grain. But that is one pshat in the Rishonim. The other pshat is b'derech nes. A nes. We were zeichet to a nes. Well, Klal Yisrael was zeichet to man. Klal Yisrael was zeichet to slav. Lechem an ha-shamayim. So chitin sheyordu ba'ovim. What is the boya? Would it be considered moish voiseichem? Would that be considered moish voiseichem b'menoches? So why doesn't any one of the Rishonim argue? Would it be considered grain? Menoches must be min hachito. There's only one mincha that's bo min ha'seoiro. No mincha is brought from any other substance besides chitin v'se'oiren. So if this is miraculous, would it be considered chito? Obviously it's considered chito. And therefore, the basis of the boya is only, would it be considered me'moy shvoy seichem? So anything that tastes like chito and looks like chito is chito, regardless of where it grew, regardless of did it grow. What defines chito as chito is texture, taste, the metzias. So regardless of whether that chito grew in the fields or dropped out of the heavens, of the clouds, if it looks like chito, tastes like chito, obviously it's chito. And we could prove the same from Sanhedrin Nun Tes. Sanhedrin Nun Tes, the Gemara tells a story of Reb Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik, who was walking on his way to Beis Medish, and suddenly he was confronted by a lion who wanted to tear him to shreds and devour him. And he was zeche to a neis, shnei atmediyarcha, two pieces of meat, of flesh, of an animal, fell out of the sky, and the lions devoured that food, and he was spared. And as we would expect from a Talmud Chacham, he just sits out the feast, and when the lions were finished and they slumbered off, he took whatever was left and he brought it into the Bismedish, and he said, is this Mutar Bachila or Osa Bachila? Does this have a din of Nevela? Boso Shiorod Min HaShemayim. Does it need... His question wasn't Boso Shina Salam in a wine. That's a good Shaila. Obviously, since it fell out of the sky, it wasn't the Salam in a wine. And he brings it to the Bismedish and he says, Boso Zay Osa Mutar. And the Chachomim responded by saying, Vada Imuto, it's from the heavens. So he asked, Bosa Chamor Shiorad Manashamayim, Osar Imutar. If it's not just pieces of meat, but an animal that dropped out of the sky, B'derech Nes. And the Chachomim said, Ein Dover Tome Yorad Manashamayim. So even though it seems to be a non pure animal, Minim Tomeim, Ein Dover Tome Yorad Manashamayim. But obviously it was no question that it's meat. And therefore the question was, is it nevela? Is it mutter? Is it bosa chamor? Is it bosa heter? But nobody disputed the fact that it's meat. Why would it be meat? I mean, it's not bederech hateva. It's meat of miracles. But meat is meat. If it looks like meat and smells like meat and tastes like meat, then it's meat. So I think the same principle we see from Sanhedrin Nun Tes and from Menuchas Samech Tes. And therefore, the same refers to Shemen Zayis. It is Shemen Zayis, smells like Shemen Zayis, burns like Shemen Zayis, tastes like Shemen Zayis, Shemen Zayis, regardless whether it was produced from Zaysim or not. And I say the same regarding Kosis. If it's pure, it has a din of Kosis. If it's Shemen Zayis, then obviously it should have a din of kosis. However, yes, we find by Elisha
that the master was not given, she asked her, she give master on the oil, and he told her, you don't give master on that oil.
Yeah, that is the perish of the Radak, and the Radak says, yeah, the question was Maisa. But obviously, it was oil. The question wasn't, is it oil? The question is, well, the Shemenes is Chayev B'maises, and that is similar to the question in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. Is Bosa Shiorad Min HaShemayim Chayev B'shchita? But nobody disputed that it's oil. If it wouldn't be considered oil, there wouldn't be no question of Maises. So from all three sources, we see the same. By Menuchas, the question was Moshe V'Seichem. The questions were similar. But Chita was Chita, and Bosa is Bosa. And Shemen Zayis is Shemen Zayis. But I must say that I don't really understand how could one ask the kasha, was it kosher lahadloka or not? To me it's a very strange shaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and this nes was performed in the Shemen Shebemenoyres Amor. So isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough of a poisik for us? Yeah. Do we need to check HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Rambam? Do we need to check HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Mishnah Berurah? I mean, the Chasman Orim were Madlik in Menoiras Amor. And there in Menoiras Amor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Nes, and there was no Shemen. So we would assume, oh, that probably this Nes was made for scrambled eggs. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a Nes in Menoiras Amor? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not enough of a poisik for us. He needs the askoma of the Mishnah Berurah. Whose askoma does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need? So I really think that these kashas are ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes. And the Nes was performed in Menoiras Amor. In the Nes of Menoiras Amor. So I think that should be enough psak for us. So in reality, I think most of these kashas are, we already find in the Gemara, lechadudi. These kashas are legitimate. They are lechadudi. You know, we want to develop a sugya, and Baruch Hashem, we developed a sugya. We brought one raya from a Nochas Samech Tes, and another from Sanadinun Tes, and a third from Tanakh. So the legitimacy of these shaylos and the reasonability of these shaylos are to develop a sugya. But legufan shel dvorim, what type of a kasha is it? I think a Kodesh Baruch Hu is enough of a poisik. And we have a psak of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't need to check him with the Rambam, or neither with anyone else. We rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
What do you do with the
Oh. Rav Shimon, that's a real itfish argument. Yeah. Torah loy b'shamayim, which is an amazing sugya. And Baba Metzia, Dav Nun Tes, Ne'emad Rebishua, V'amar, Torah loy b'shamayim. I think Torah loy b'shamayim means a psak halacha cannot be based on Torah loy b'shamayim. I think in our case, we're not looking for a psak halacha. Our shaila is, are we madlik this shemen or not? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this shemen bederech nes in the Menoiras Amor. Why did he do so? So if the question was, could we rely on this psak to be kaveh halacha in Rambam, then Torah Lo B'Shamayim would be relevant. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace and put the Shemen there, it is clear that the Shemen is there. We should be madlik this Shemen. And therefore, it has nothing to do with Torah Lo B'Shamayim. Torah Lo B'Shamayim is in the sugya of Tanur Shelach Hanoi. And the machloikis there was not right here and now. The machloikis was in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua are machloikis in Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. How do we formulate the halacha l'doiris? Halacha l'doiris cannot be based on a baskol, nor on the charuv, nor on kois l'beis hamedesh, neither on amas amayim. Our question in Menoiras Amor is not the halacha l'doiris. When the Chasman Orim saw that the nes was performed in Menoiras Amor, and after burning an entire day, b'derech nes, there still was shemen left, they understood that this is Ritzoyin Hashem. And the Shemen is here for Adlokas Aner. And therefore I think that has nothing to do with Torah Lo B'Shamayim. It would be ridiculous, outrageous, I don't find a harsher word, if the Chasman Orim would say, no, we're not madlik. Shemenes, we're not madlik. You're not madlik? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the Shemen B'derech Neis? So I think that is the reason it has nothing to do with the basic halacha of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. Approach number three that we find both in Beis Yosef and in Rosh. And I want to make an interesting point. We find this shaila only in two sources, Beis Yosef and Rosh. They all suggest three tiruzim. Three out of 500. Haloidavo. Haloidavo. Two gedolei olam. And only two ask the same question. Both suggested three tirutzim. Is this coincidence? Both said the same three terutzim. Obviously, these three terutzim are based on Seichel HaYosha, the Rishonim, and the great Gedolim of hundreds of years ago always had a Seichel HaYosha. That is what characterizes their Torah. So obviously, there might be 500 terutzim by now. Maybe there are more than that. Kulam Ahuvim. I'm not sure that Kulam Brurim. But Kulam Ahuvim. Kol Pitpotaya Bisha. Chutzme Pitputa Di Uraisa, the Daya says. But obviously, there is a Derech HaYeshoro, and there are other ways. It is not mere coincidence that the Rosh and Beis Yosef both suggested these three terutzim. So terutz number three is they filled up the ner. Similar to in terutz number two. They filled up the ner, and they noticed that every night only a shminis was consumed. So approach number three is very similar to approach number two. Approach number two says, the ner was full. It was full. Nothing was missing. So the Prichodesh asks, so what was the Nes the last day? According to Perish number three, there was a Nes every day. Every day there was a Nes. Because every day some of the Shemen was consumed, but only a fraction of what should be consumed in Derech HaTeva. So it was quite obvious that Rotzon Hashem is that this Ner should be sufficient for 8 days. Because 1/8 of the quantity was consumed every day, and that is approach number three of the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef. However, the Pnei Yeshua disputes this teretz. Another Gemara Menachos, the beginning of the Shur, we quoted Menachos Peites, and this is Menachos Peches on the base. There's a mitzvah of Had Tova Saner Vahad Lekosoi. And the Gemara says, Menachos Peches, Nitshan Hashem and Nitshan Apsila. You cannot use the same Sila twice. You cannot use the same Shemen twice. Whatever is left over needs to be put aside. And you need every day to have new Shemen and a new Sila. So how could you there use the same shemen left over and the same psila? That is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. So the Svasemis in Menuchas argues, maybe the ness of the 8 days was that the ner didn't go out. It burnt an entire cycle of 24 hours and consuming only 1/8. Which brings us back to the vikuach between the Imre Emes and Reb Chaim Brisker. In that case, were they mekayim the mitzvah of Menorah Samur? So this Svasemis seems to indicate yes. Unlike the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says only if you add on Shemen. Here, they didn't add on Shemen. But that is what this Svasemis suggests. And what I want to comment is the same as my comment in the previous teretz. Yes, by basic halachic definition, you cannot use the same shemen twice. But in our case, they had no other shemen. And it is quite obvious when they realized that only 1/8 was consumed. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us right here and now to use the shemen that was left over again. Now, according to teretz number two, the cup was refilled, or it wasn't consumed at all. So that wouldn't be defined as leftovers. But according to teretz number three, some of the shemen did burn out, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua argues this would be leftovers, and therefore this shemen cannot be used. But I argue once again, it was obvious that this is an ace. It was obvious that this is Min HaShumayim. And therefore, they could use the same Shemen again.
Extinguished.
Yes, that is a big machlokes of the with the Rambam and the Rashba, but maybe we'll leave that for some other opportunity. So we discussed the three terutzim that we find in two most important sources. The Beis Yosef, who asks the question on his own, and Tosfos HaRosh. Many quote the Meiri as asking the same question, which is a mistake. The Meiri has a similar question. His question is not why we have 8 days of Hanukkah, but why do we say Hallel 8 days? And I want to point out this Meiri. But before sharing with you what my personal teretz would be on this kasha, I want to quote one of the stranger terutzim that I heard on this kasha. I am a great admirer of the Shoel HaMeishev. The Shoel HaMeishev was Gdol Gedoyle Galitzia in his kufa, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon. Was an unbelievable going, a big mefalpel. And I have a special feeling for the Shoel HaMeishev because as a young bocher, I was tremendously inspired by the swarm of the Shoel HaMeishev. And if I achieved anything in learning, it is to a great extent. I need to have a course of toiv to the Shoel HaMeishev because I spent hundreds of hours on his forum as a very young bocher. And I had tremendous inspiration from the Shoel HaMeishev. And up to today, I remember a great deal of tshuvas that I read some close to 50 years ago. So the Shoel HaMeishev, Madur Aleph, Chelek Gimel, Siman Ayin Aleph, and I saw the same teretz quoted in the name of Moron Harav El Yoshiv. And they say, why are the eight days of Chanukah? Because it is a very clear prohibition to have a Menorah Shel Shiva Konim. Menorah Samoran Beis HaMikdash Shel Shiva Konim. So lighting 7 days would be an issa of making a Menorah Shel Shiva Konim, and that's why we have 8 days of Chanukah. I said, the three terutzim that the Rosh and the Beis Yosef say obviously have the greatest degree of yashas. I would put this teretz at the bottom of the list. That should be probably number 500. First of all, there's no need for a menorah to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas ner Chanukah. There's no need for a menorah. You know, it's a nice minik to have a menorah, but the mitzvah of ner Chanukah requires no menorah. You could have a ner, whatever it's made of. You don't need a menorah. So what's the problem of a menorah shel shiva konim? And bechlal, I think it's extremely strange to say that we have shmoynes yemei Chanukah because of a technicality. Because we have a technical problem having a menorah shel shiva konim. That is the reason we have Shmoinis Yemei Chanukah, which would mean that actually one of the 8 days really has no substance. You know, it's just because we shouldn't be over on menorah shel shiva konim. That's why we have Shmoinis Yemei Chanukah. Seems very, very strange to me. Maybe the chosid within me rebels against such a strange teretz, which says, Yochazal war mesat and shmoyne yomim, nobody should be over a menorah bas shiva konim. That means one of the seven isn't really Chanukah. No, I don't think so. I think this is very far-fetched. Be'ikar, because there's no need to be mekayim the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, you don't need a menorah. You know, it's just a beautiful minig to have a menorah. But there's no need in Mitzvah Ner Chanukah to have a menorah at all. So let me give you my teretz. What I just quoted is number 500, minus 501. And I have a very basic assumption and argument that my Talmidim know. If this is a kasha, why isn't it dealt with by Rashi? By Tosfos? The Marshal writes, there were 300 Balei HaTosfos simultaneously. So where is Rashi? Where are the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? And the Rivo and the Ritzbash and all the other Balei HaTosfos? And the Ramban and the Rashba? and the Ritva and the Ran and all the giant sages, why didn't they ask this kasha? Why did nobody ask this kasha till the Beis Yosef and Tosfos HaRosh? So there's an exemption. But after all, the Tosfos HaRosh is only one of the many Rishonim. And this kasha is so obvious. We have 500 terutzim. Why doesn't anybody deal with this kasha? The only terutz could be, obviously, for some reason, they didn't feel it's a kasha at all. If it would be a kasha, they would suggest terutzim. If they don't ask, then most of them didn't at all seem to feel it's a kasha. And HaKotn V'Hadal, I don't think it's a kasha. Because the Baha Kasha is based on a pre-assumption. But why should we assume this pre-assumption? Why should we assume that Shmoinis Yemei Hanukkah require Shmoinis Yemei Neis? Why? There's no reason for that assumption. Shmoinis Yemei Hanukkah is because it took 8 days till they had Shemen B'derech HaTeva. 8 days they used the Shemen Shonnes. And that is why we have 8 days of Hanukkah. Why would we assume that every day of Hanukkah has to be Keneged a new Neis? Are the 7 days of Pesach Keneged 7 days of miracle? Were there 7 miracles on the 7 days of Pesach? Are the 7 days of Sukkot because there was a miracle that took 7 days? No. 7 days of Sukkot are 7 days of Sukkot, commemorating a Neis. 7 days of Pesach are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The number of days doesn't necessarily mean the number of miracles. True, Pesach and Sukkot are Menatoyda, Hanukkah and Derabonon. But why should Hanukkah be different? Why should we assume that 8 days of Hanukkah is connected 8 days of miracle? Why? And that is the reason that all the other Rishonim didn't ask this question. It didn't occur to them that it's a kasha. It didn't occur to them that 8 days means 8 days of miracle. It means 8 days that they were madlik shemen shalnes until they produced new shemen. 8 days they used the shemen that they found chosem b'chosomoy shel koyen gadol. Why do we need to assume that the Neis was Nimshach 8 days? And that is why Rashi and all the great Baalei HaTosfos and the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritva and the Ran and many others don't ask this question. If it would be a simple kasha, everybody should ask it. And we shouldn't have 500 terutzim from the last 200 years. And we don't have any kasha and any terutzim from the Tikkun of Hanukkah till the Beis Yosef, which is a period of 1,000 years. So 1,000 years nobody asked this kasha besides Tosfos HaRosh. So that is my assumption. V'raya gedoyla l'dvorai. Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis is the earliest source of Nes Hanukkah. The Megillas Tanis is a Chiddush, but we could learn something from the Chiddush. In Megillas Tanis, it is quoted, stated, why is Hanukkah 8 days? Because it took them 8 days, Chanukah Samizbeach. It took them 8 days to clean out the Beis HaMikdash, and to fix the Mizbeach, and to fix the clay Mikdash, until they got the Mishkan running again. It took 8 days until the Beis HaMikdash was running again, functioning normally, and the entire Seidu Avoida was set into motion. Took 8 days, and the other is the 8 days of Hanukkah. So the Chiddush of Megillas Tanis is that the 8 days do not necessarily have to do with the Menorah, but rather Chanukah Samizbeach. That is a Chiddush. That is a good question. And therefore, what I argue is, no. Stimas HaRishonim is the 8 days, our 8 days of Menorah Samor. But what we see from Megillas Danis, 8 days are not 8 days of miracle, but 8 days till the Beis HaMikdash was up and running. And I say, the same basic approach, it took 8 days till the Menorah Samor, till they had proper Shemen, till they produced new Shemen. So they lighted with Shemen Shalnes that they found Chosem Echosoma Shel Kohen Godel for 8 days, and nobody disputes that. That is what the Brisa says. So why do we have 8 days? Chazal say, Mishum shehedliku mimeno shmoino yomim. Because hedliku mimeno shmoino yomim, which is an undisputed fact, hedliku mimeno shmoino yomim, and that's why Chazal wometakan shmoino yomei Chanukah has nothing to do with the nays of 8 days, but rather they found shemen b'derech nes v'dliku mimeno shmoino yomim.
No. This is what you're saying.
In other words,
they found the Shemen.
Harav Waldman, why do you feel a need to say, this is what I'm saying, this is not what I'm saying? So let me explain to you. One of the Tirutzim is, 7 days for the seven Nisim that was in that Lucas Aner. Day number 8 is the Nes of Metzias Bach HaShemen. That is not what I say. I say 8 days are not keneged 8 Nisim. They are keneged Shmoines Yomim Shedliku Mepach HaShemen. As simple as that. There is no need to assume that 8 days are 8 Nisim.
What's the chiddush that you lit for Bach HaShemen 8 days? What is the chiddush here? You were sacking Shmoyne Yemei Chanukah because you lit 8 days.
Because 8 days they lit from Shemen, that was Shemen Shalnes, until they produced new Shemen.
One day wasn't Shemen Shalnes, that's the kash. Still don't understand.
Rav Altman, it's the best I could do. If I'll say it again, I'll say the same. So there's no point. I can't say it better than I did. So should I just say the same once again? It's either you understand or not. I believe that you're going to understand when you think about it later. As a boy say, so we spoke about the cash of the Beis Yosef. First we dealt with the three Tirusim. Three Tirutzim suggested by Shnei Gidoli Olam, the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, and then another Teretz, and then another. And my most basic feeling is, as in many other kashas I deal with, maybe Kushami Koraleisa, and I think that is Datam Shel Rav Rubam Shel Rabbeinu Rishonim. The fact that they didn't ask the kasha demands an explanation, and the explanation is that the entire assumption upon which this kasha is based has no necessity. So now, Teretz 502. Kosev Rambam Besav Parshas Boi. And I deal with this Ramban very often, again and again and again, because I think some things aren't only Becheskes Chiddush. We say the same Berachas HaShachar every day. We say Krishma every day. We daven every day. Some things we should think about every day. And the Ramban is one of those things that we need to bear in mind and chazar again and again and again till it sinks in. And it becomes part of our most basic feelings and understandings and insight. So then Rabban explains at the end of Parshas Boy, what is so important about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and why do we have so many mitzvahs that are all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Min ha-nisim ha-gedoylem v'ha-mefursomim od ha-moide ben-nisim ha-nestorim, sheheim yisod kol ha-toyra kulo. שאין לנו חלק בתורס מוישה עד שנדע שכל דבורנו ומקרנו הם נס, אין בהם טבע ומנהוגו של עולם. So in the past I wrote that one could explain the Ramban in two different ways. On one hand, we know that essentially, profoundly, there's no difference between Nes and Teva. Because ultimately we believe that the greatest Nes, the most beautiful and amazing Nes, is nature. Ein oid milvadoi. There is no other real force in the world besides Ritzon Hashem. So our great sages, the Rambam and the Ramban and all the others, they weren't ignorant, and they were aware that we live in a world which is based on a very clear set of rules and natural laws, and it is a world which in which most things are predictable and predestined. The sun always comes up b'mizrach, and it always goes down b'marav. Not once were things messed up. Yeah. Once, well, it still went up in mizrach and went down a marav. Just took a more time. Somebody stopped them in the middle of the way. Shemesh begiven doim v'yoreach b'emek ayolein. So these Gedolim were aware that there are laws of nature, but they also were aware that laws of nature are there because somebody put them there and somebody moves them. And there is some prime mover who uses the laws of nature at his will, and that is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is Ein Oid Malvadoi. So when the Ramban writes, Kol Dvoreinu v'mekreinu hem nisim, ein behem teva v'menhoga shel olam, maybe he's indicating nature is the greatest nes. If we remember Nes Chanukah, there was 8 days. And why is Moshe v'hoilech? To indicate there was a nes that was nimshach 8 days. A nes that was nimshach 8 days is greater than a day, than a nes of 1 minute. So what should we say about a nes that is nimshach for eternity? A nes that is nimshach for thousands of years, wouldn't that be greater than Nes Chanukah? But when we really examine the Ramban more carefully, he is talking about our destiny and our story and the story of the Jews and the history of the Jews, which is a nes, which is a miracle, and not just natural historical phenomena. So this Ramban has two dimensions. One is nature, and the other is our story, the story of Am Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, which is a nes. And I always quote Rabbi Yanka Venden when he writes that Kiyum Klal Yisrael Begolus Se'achas Ben Shivim Zevim is greater than all the nisim Shenasu Lavisenu B'Mitzrayim V'Aliyamo B'Yetz Yisrael. So this nes manifests itself in different ways, in different levels, in different dimensions. Our story is a nes, and nature is a nes. 300 years ago, there was a tremendous controversy in the Jewish world. In a little kehillah, I think the name of the kehillah was Shaar HaTzion, or some like similar name, in London. And the Rav of the kehillah was Rav David Nito. And he said a drasha some 300 odd years ago. And in his drasha, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTeva V'Teva Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They threw him out of shul. And some of the elders of the community said that's heresy and it's apocorsis, and he was fired and he was thrown out of shul. And he said, did I say anything wrong? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nature, and all I meant to say is there's no other koyach in the world. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nature is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he turned to the Chacham Tzvi, who was the Gadol HaDor in Amsterdam. Amsterdam is not that far from London. And Rav Dov Nito was expelled from his shul, and he turned to the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi writes a very lengthy tshuva. Shalas tshuva Chacham Tzvi Siman Yud Ches. And the Chacham Tzvi says, what he dashened is simple. It's one of the basics of our Amunah. And the Chacham Tzvi quotes many psukim, knowing the challenges of that specific era in history, I could very well understand why some of the Talmidei Chachamim were disturbed. Being familiar with history, it was immediately after the tremendous tragedy of Shavsi Tzvi, and in Amsterdam, in Holland, at that very same period, a young Jew named Spinoza came up with some very new ideas about pantheism. And I think what Rav David Nito, at least the way he formulated his ideas, as quoted in Chacham Tzvi, seemed to be borderline when he says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu HaTeva, VaHaTeva Hu HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That is some very questionable formulation. The Nisuach doesn't sound right. However, the Chacham Tzvi writes, we should let him benefit from Cheskas Kashos. And probably he meant no wrong. And all he meant to argue was that there is no such a thing as Derech HaTeva. Teva is an S. Teva is the sustainedness. Teva is the S that is with us every day of our lives. It is no less an ace than any other miracle, because it is all Ritzoyin Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create in every rega kemera a million worlds, a million systems, and each of those solar systems should have a unique set of laws of nature. Each of those systems would have a unique set of physics and chemistry and biology and thermodynamics and whatever it is. Each of those worlds would have its own set of natural laws. He could create a million worlds which would be totally spontaneous without any set of natural laws. He could do whatever he wishes. There are laws of nature. But those laws of nature are like a puppet show. Somebody is dictating those laws. Somebody is putting them into motion. Somebody is sustaining Olam Umeloya. La'olam ade Hashem dvorcho nitzov b'shamayim. The Baal Shem Tov said, Pshat. La'olam ade Hashem dvorcho nitzov b'shamayim. Asorim amoris nivru olam. And those asorim amoris sustain the world. V'la'olam Hashem dvorcho. That dibur of creation is for eternity. Amachadish v'turei v'chol yom tov v'masa bereishis. V'asorim amorais are eternal. So nature is a Kodesh Baruch. So maybe that is why we have the 8th day of Hanukkah. After internalizing 7 days of Nespach HaShemen, we need to achieve and acquire the understanding and the insight that the greatest nes is nature. So the first day that they lit B'derech HaTeva, that is one of the 8 days of Nes Chanukah. So Reb Chanina ben Daisa, when his daughter was in distress, she wanted to be madlik as an heir. The Gemara doesn't say whether it was Ner Shabbos or, but she was madlik as an heir, and there was no oil, there was only chametz. And Reb Chanina ben Daisa was called b'fi Chazal Baal Maisa. He was the Baal Moifes. He says, "Biti ma'ich peslach mishum l'Hashem aviadlik yom l'chayim tzviadlik." So what I always argue is, we shouldn't be nispoiled from the nes. Reb Chanina ben Daisa made nisim all the time. In the Dalad Amis of Reb Chanina ben Doisa and Nissim were commonplace. But let us examine his language. What does he tell his daughter? He tells his daughter, what's the difference? Is there really any difference between Shemen and Chometz? Well, of course there's a difference. There are some substances which are inflammable and others which are not inflammable. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa is aware of that. He's not a fool. He's not an ignorant. And he knows that people light with Shemen and not with Chometz. But basically, he says, is there really any difference? Shemen is inflammable because that's the son of Shem. That is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu dictates. So does a Kodesh Baruch Hu have a problem right here and now to dictate that Chometz should be inflammable? So Reb Chanina ben Doisa turns to his daughter and he says, why are you distressed? Why are you worried? Biti mayich bezlach. Misha omer Hashem in zviyadlik. Yoyim alachayim in zviyadlik. By a Kodesh Baruch Hu really makes no difference. We are accustomed to a difference. And there is a difference, but by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if it's His will, and if He wants us to light the Ner, then Chometz will do a perfect job. And Chometz did a perfect job in the home of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So this is one of the basics of our Emunah. Of course, there are laws of nature. Only a fool would ignore laws of nature. But laws of nature, deep down, are Ritzoinoi HaPoshut Yisboch Shemoi. They exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to exist. And they work. And obviously they work because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to work. Ve'ein Oid Melvado. And that is why we have 8 days. 7 days Keneged HaNes. Day number 8. Keneged HaTeva. To appreciate the greatest of all miracles, which is the miracle of nature. So every day when we go out in the morning and we see the world, and we see this beautiful, unbelievable world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us, and He gives us every day as a bracha min hashamayim, ilu pinu moloi shiru kayom ein onu maspikim lahoidois ulahalal mishimcha godam. And that is what Chanukah is all about. Lahoidois ulahalal mishimcha godam. Amzu yotzartili teilosi yisaperu. That is the tafkid of Klal Yisrael. Teilosi yisaperu. Shinesketo mid lesaper tehilas Hashem. And David HaMelech, after saying 150 perkei tehillim, He is Messiah. Tehilas Hashem, Yedaber Bi, V'Yavorech Cholbos Hashem, Kodeshoi, Li'olam Void. We should be Zoicha, Lo Sheo, V'Lahoides, V'Lahalal, as Tehilas Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Moshiach Tzedkenu. And we should once again be Zoicha to Chanukah Samasbeach, B'Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, B'Mheiro, V'Yomeinu, Omeinu. So next week, Beis Hashem, we have the Shiur at 8:30.